Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. And we start globally in China. Chris has business in China, but right now we're observing the reaction by investors to the announcement mid-April that China's reported annual quarterly growth was 4.5%. What happened in reaction was China's stock shed $550 billion in value as doubts overshadow growth, reads the Financial Times headline. Investors skeptical about the strength of the country's economic recovery. Skeptical is generous. We also know that it's not just stocks listed in Shanghai and Hong Kong. The NASDAQ Golden Dragon Index, which tracks China's top New York-listed tech groups, has dropped by more than $31 billion. The sell-off is about. Chris, a very good day to you. Over these last weeks, you've been passing on anecdotes from the mainland about factory owners and enterprises looking for business. We've also noted that the supply chain has suddenly cleared itself up. There is plenty of room in container ships. There's plenty of room in ports in America. At first, I interpret that as consumers, but now I'm beginning to think something unusual has happened in China. Are they shrinking, Chris? Is that what we're seeing right now, a contraction of the Chinese model? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. If you look at a market like China, where roughly 40% or slightly less is domestic consumption from their GDP and the balance is for export, when you note the number of containers and container ships leaving China is off by a third, it's impossible to put any credibility to a 4.5% growth in their economy when it's much more likely or much more probable mathematically that the Chinese economy is shrinking. That shrink is because the U.S. consumer, in many cases the European consumer, is tapped out and they're buying less stuff. China being the factory floor for the world is taking that effect of a global recession, and it's translating to, in all probability, shrink of their economy rather than growth.
Is this the end of a multi-decade transformation when the factory floor was in the U.S. to the factory floor in Mexico and then the factory floor in China? Is it moving in another direction? Is it coming back to the U.S. or moving on to other countries like India? Can you tell?
Parts of it are moving back to the U.S. You see through things like the CHIPS Act and other high-value manufacturing starting to come back to the U.S. because companies and governments now understand the fragility of the supply chain. However, other parts are moving out of China, such as Apple iPhone assembly, to India, to Vietnam. There will still always be a kind of global economy where highly intense labor services are probably done outside of the United States because of the cost of labor, but it's shifting. And within the Chinese environment, the Chinese have known nothing but growth now for one and a half generations. It's very difficult for them. We've seen recessions in the U.S. We know what they're all about. You know that there's an up cycle and a down cycle, and that's just part of the nature of business. The Chinese don't know that because they've been running a rocket ship. Now that ship is starting to come back to Earth.
To Europe. You recently traveled in Europe, South Europe, North Europe. I'm told that the Europeans are surprised by their energy costs doubling, cost of electricity, because the subsidies that were in place in many governments at the beginning of the winter have now retired the subsidies, so they're paying for it. I'm also told that the Europeans are ready for prosperity again. Is there a recession in Europe now, or are they fending it off?
Absolutely a recession in Europe, probably not as broad or wide as it is in the U.S. today, but certainly have entered that recessionary period. You're seeing that construction retail at the services level, but likely to spread. And then also in large manufacturing economies like Germany, the cost, the insane cost of energy now, is translating into finished goods, heavy industrial equipment, manufacturing equipment, automobiles. So that could drive even more scarcity or problems because consumers can't afford those products.
And to America. Now, a series of articles you've brought to my attention. I'm going to start with the Wall Street Journal because Greg Ipp, their financial writer, is keen on reminding us that the bank crisis of these last weeks is also a non-bank crisis. What's a non-bank? An insurance company or a pension fund, a hedge fund, a non-bank. And these non-banks were following much the same procedure that the banks like Silicon Valley Bank were following. A low interest rate environment, you borrow for almost nothing, and then you lend it out and achieve a profit. And you leverage all of this with long-term government or government securities. When the interest rates climb sharply, as they have since the spring of 2022, those long-term treasuries, long-term bonds, plunge in value. And that means you're not adequately leveraged. That's what happened to Silicon Valley Bank. According to Greg Ipp, it is either happening or potentially to happen to non-banks, insurance companies, and they're big investors in the stock market and everything else. So I mention all of that because it's part of the banking crisis. However, I come back to an observation I have from a recent study of the Panic of 1907, not about J.P. Morgan, not about Bankers Trust or rushing to the aid of the Knickerbocker Bank, all of this exciting Teddy Roosevelt behavior. No, what I learned is bank crises don't end suddenly, like somebody turning off a storm. They ebb and they flow. They start up again and then they go quiet. Chris, the banking crisis of weeks past, Silicon Valley Bank followed by Signature, now a bank called New Republic, Free Republic, is being tormented in the market. Its value reduced every day because of the exit of its depositors, very well-to-do depositors, up to $100 billion. Is this the banking crisis flaring up again, or is the banking crisis at an end? What is your sense?
John, the banking crisis never really went away. It will, to your point, ebb and flow a bit, but until two things change. One, until the consumer starts spending again, or this consumer has credit to spend again, you have a problem economically, and that will cause failures. Two, with the challenges in commercial real estate, and because of the defaults that have already started on large commercial real estate, many, especially regional banks, have great exposure to that commercial real estate marketplace. So the defaults there will likely cause a banking contagion to spread. Both of these issues are caused, in effect, by the interest rate rise and the challenges with interest rates causing all sorts of disruptions in the market. So root cause going to those two problems, until those problems are solved and ultimately the root cause, you're likely to continue to have banking challenges.
The actual name of the bank is First Republic. I said Free Republic because pretty soon a share of stock will be free. Now, this is also pointing to the trouble in auto loans and the trouble in regional banks. Is that all one great big crisis, Chris?
They're subsectors of the greater crisis caused by the interest rates, but yes, generally attributable to the same root cause.
The auto loans are the closest to the consumer. And right now there seems to be a hesitation to advance credit to car dealerships. There's certainly a hesitation in regional banks to loan money at a reasonable rate or anything that's attractive. Why are the regional banks pulling back? Is that, you've told me, that's about commercial real estate.
Correct. Both in the commercial real estate, and then I think the regional banks also understand that the consumer is under pressure. In what you would almost classify as subprime auto loans, you've seen several companies in that sector close in the last several weeks, and some of these companies are operating at scale because they could not get commercial rotating financing for their businesses. So the banks are seeing that consumer under pressure and know that one of the first things that will default will be cars and auto loans. So they're trying to get out of the way of that coming carnage.
And in America right now, the consumer is hesitating because we've not had a retail number that shows that. And we've not had hiring numbers that talk about layoffs. So is the recession here, Chris?
recession is certainly here. Mr. Kempinski, the CEO of McDonald's, was out earlier this week with statements about the consumer hesitating around a $9 value meal or $9 meal at McDonald's. So the consumer is starting to show points of fatigue in their everyday life financially. That will likely just grow from this point.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm with business on all the continents where we do business, transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.